Good morning, Christine. Thanks for chatting with us.
Hi, Catherine.
How prepared is Pilgrim if a storm strikes now when the plant is still operational?
Well, according to David Lockbaum, who's the director of the Nuclear Safety Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists and has often been a critic of Pilgrim, he said that the buildings that have the essential systems, the ones related to safety, are really solid. They're concrete and steel, and they're not going anywhere. And they're not going to be damaged in any serious way because they're so robust. And in the past, that's been shown with Hurricane Andrew, even back in 1992, where it went through a hurricane where it was directly hit and sustained pretty much no damage, a little minor flooding. Trouble with Pilgrim is the generators have been one of the problems there, as well as the cooling system. So people on the other side of this, like Mary Lampert, always bring that up and just say, well, their record for equipment maintenance could make conditions like a hurricane dangerous, where other plants have made it through by using a backup equipment.
And Pilgrim is right on the water, and they've got a lot of spent fuel rods in these things called dry casks. How safe are those if there was any kind of flooding or any other damage, really, from a hurricane?
The casks have been tested. This is, again, Dave Lockbaum I use as a source quite a bit because he is just so knowledgeable. He worked in the industry. He worked for the NRC. He says those casks at Fukushima, even, they were on ground level in a tin shed, basically. They were submerged. They eventually drained. There was never any problem with them or radiation leakage of any kind. The water kept them cool, and then when they drained, then it just went back to working with just a little bit of seaweed there. People like Pine Dubois, however, who's the Jones River Watershed Association Executive Director up in Kingston, disagrees with that. She feels that those vents could get plugged even, you know, in a major snowstorm, and if they did, that the casks wouldn't work and the stuff could overheat.
Pilgrim, as we know, is set to shut down next year. So what would, if anything, change about their preparedness in a storm?
Well, I mean, systems will be similar. They'll be slowly reducing the number of staff there. And they say because once the reactor, which is the biggest danger, is shut down, that the rods that are still cooling in the pools and will be for a while, and there'll be about 3,000 spent fuel assemblies up in this pool that's at the top of the nuclear reactor building. If something did happen in the storm, they have about 10 hours to get water in the pool. And, you know, even if it boils down, they can replenish it. That's their stand on it. And again, Dave Lockbaum did agree with that.
And that is Christine Legere, a reporter at the Cape Cod Times, talking about preparedness for a hurricane at Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant. You can read more in her story. That's available at capecodtimes.com. Christine, thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
Oh, nice talking to you.